Good morning. Welcome to worship, everyone. Special welcome to all of you joining us from home on this fourth Sunday in the Advent season as we continue to focus on the coming of Christ. Let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning with our confession. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, that the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Trusting in that promise of grace, let us take a moment for self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, God gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. We praise you, O God, for this wheel of time that marks our days of preparation for Christ's advent. Open our eyes to see your presence in the lowly ones of this earth. Enlighten us with your grace, that we may sing of your advent among us in the Word made flesh. Grant this through Christ our Lord, whose coming is certain and whose day draws near. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Jesus, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that binds us, that we may receive you in joy and serve you always. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
And marvel above at the baby. Our lesson this morning comes from the book of Micah. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephratah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. The word of the Lord.
Mary's song in today's gospel cries out to be sung. So I will read the first part, and then I invite you to join in singing the Magnificat as printed in your bulletin. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary sang,
"Glory
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Regrettably, I realized I neglected to welcome the chorale back to worship last Sunday. So I want to begin by saying how good it is to have our choir in worship with us again. Wouldn't you agree? And I would be remiss if I didn't add, even as sadly some voices remain absent. Central has been blessed to have such a robust music ministry over the years, thanks in large part to El Rey's gifts and his leadership, as well as to Lindsay's, to be sure. Of course, our proximity to the School of Music helps. Yet, once again, I would be remiss if I didn't also acknowledge that during these past nearly 20 months, we have been abundantly blessed by our cantors, Elise, Blake, David, Dylan, John, Leah, and Naomi, all of whom have been so instrumental, pun intended, but I know you'd agree their voices are magnificent, beautiful instruments. And so we've been blessed by your God-given gifts that have helped us to maintain the richness of our Lutheran liturgical traditions here at Central. During what I am hoping and praying will now be a time when the worst of the pandemic is finally behind us. From my words to God's ears, may it be so. God has blessed us through your gifts, to be sure. So again, would you join with me in thanking them? But now, with the fullness of all your voices blending together to lead us in lifting up all of our voices in thanks and praise to God, I want you to know how grateful I am. And as we worship together, it's such a welcome sound that is once again filling this sacred space. So to those of you who are sitting up in the balcony this morning, I want to say to you, welcome back and thank you for being here. Because music is so powerful. Not only can singing bring people together, it can trigger all sorts of different emotions that all of us hold deep inside. By way of illustration, two brief stories come to mind. The first one is a personal observation. I can't begin to quantify the number of times that I've witnessed somebody who is afflicted with severe dementia show signs of perfect clarity at the sound of a familiar song. Too often they have that lost look in their eyes from lack of recognition. And yet I've seen faces light up when suddenly they're able to join in singing a beloved Christmas carol or a familiar sacred hymn. It warms my heart whenever I've seen a glimpse of that light come on. It's obvious to me how powerful music is, especially when I know that those memories are buried deep, deep within a person who has dementia. And yet they can resurface, even if only for a brief moment, just long enough to sing a verse or two of a song that triggers a memory for them, and they sing their faith. Music has power. The second example is one I've heard oftentimes repeated, and I'm sure many of you have as well. It happened sometime after World War I that various accounts from both British and German soldiers began to circulate about an unsanctioned informal truce that happened between soldiers on the front lines on the eve of Christmas in 1914. The battle had raged on for 6 months, and would continue for another four bloody years, but that night and into the next day, the fighting ceased. The story goes that upon hearing the Christmas, the German singing Stille Nacht, the British soldiers soon joined their voices with them in singing Silent Night. And then a few brave men from both sides ventured from their muddy trenches into no man's land, and each extended their hand to the other as a gesture of peace. Soon the other soldiers followed, and for a few brief hours, the brotherhood of a common humanity was shared among enemies, and the weapons of war were silenced. And it all started with a song. Music has power. Such cliches as singing is the universal language and music soothes the savage beast remind us of the power that music can play in our own lives, in our own memories. It can evoke such emotions within us as the memories of people, places, or events come flooding back. And by the grace of God, often those memories are able to fill our hearts and our minds with hope, peace, joy, and love. We've been reminded of those four words while lighting the candles on the Advent wreath these past 4 weeks. Hope, peace, joy, and today, love. Powerful words that mark the seasons of Advent and Christmas, and of our faith as well. And yet far too often, we beat ourselves up, wondering why we can't seem to hold on to those emotions throughout each and every season of our lives. And so I think sometimes we need to be reminded of the importance of community, of our relationships to one another and with one another, so that when we can't sing for ourselves, we can trust that others will sing for us. That during those dark night of the soul times, when we find ourselves in a place unable to shout and sing for joy, during those times of uncertainty or doubt, when we think we've altogether forgotten the tune or we can't recall any of the words, during those times when we feel that our faith is being tested, we can rest in the assurance of God's promises that God is with us, that God continues to come to us, that God will never, ever forsake or abandon us. We can also trust in the promise that God will place people in our paths, people who will come into our lives, even for a brief moment, who will carry the tune for us when the words simply aren't coming or we find ourselves singing off key. I was reminded of the power of music and of singing while reading a commentary on the gospel for this fourth Sunday of Advent, where the Reverend Dr. David Lohse so eloquently wrote these words. Luke's infancy narratives, that is of Jesus and of John, are suffused with singing. After Mary, Zechariah will take the stage to praise God's fidelity to Israel through the birth of John the Baptist. The angels will offer their canticle of peace and goodwill at the birth of Jesus. And Simeon will croon of God's mercy being extended to all the world. Why so much verse? Lohse writes. Because God understands, as did the psalmists of Israel, that songs are powerful. Laments express our grief and fear so as to honor these deep and difficult emotions and simultaneously strip them of their power to incapacitate us. Songs of praise and thanksgiving unite us with the one with whom or to whom we lift our voices. And canticles of courage and promise not only name our hopes, but also contribute to bringing them into being. Los went on to write, songs are powerful. This one, that is, the one that Mary sang, especially so. Mary recognizes that she has been drawn into relationship with the God of Israel, the one who has been siding with the oppressed and downtrodden since the days of Egypt, the one who has been making and keeping promises since the time of Abraham. To be clear, though, this does not signify that all Mary sings has been accomplished, not yet, but rather describes God's characteristic activity and acknowledges that Mary is now included in God's history of redemption. Mary believed what the angel Gabriel told her, and she responds to this unbelievably unexpected news by saying, "Here I am. Let it be to me according to your word." And now, upon arriving at her kinswoman Elizabeth's home and the child in her womb leaping for joy at Mary's greeting, Elizabeth calls her blessed. "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And blessed are you for believing that what the Lord said to you would come true." And so in closing, now it is my turn to say to you, all of you, blessed are you. Blessed are you for being a part of this faith community, this imperfect yet beloved and grace-filled community that makes up this small part of Christ's body. And bless us as we seek to lend our voices to Mary's song and bear God's creative and redeeming word to all the world around us, the world in which we live and move and have our being. Through faithful living and generous giving, let us join in singing Mary's song, the one that where the lowly are lifted up and the hungry are filled with good things. And let us be the song of hope, peace, joy, love, raising our voices together in song. Let us let our lights so shine before others that they may see our good works and join with us in singing God's praises. For like Mary, we too are included in God's history of redemption. That's right. You and me are included in that history of redemption, that ongoing revealing of God's mighty acts. We too are blessed. Blessed to be a blessing. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Now, with the whole church, let us confess our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and a life to the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. In this season of watching and waiting, let us pray for all people and places that yearn for God's presence. Nurturing God, who gives us life and care for our every need, use the church's gifts and ministries for your service, bringing your word to all who seek your transforming grace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, who proclaims your boundless love for all that you have made, renew barren lands, polluted waters, and melting ice caps. Make us servants of your creation that brings forth abundant life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Righteous God, who brings down the mighty and lifts up the lowly, strengthen those who seek justice. Bless the work of community organizers, activists, and all who call our attention to imbalances of power. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, who fills the hungry with good things, bless the feeding ministries of this congregation and community in Eugene. Guide us to share your bounty with those who hunger or live in poverty. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Compassionate God, who proclaims your love and mercy, show your loving kindness to all parents and families of every kind. Comfort all who are struggling in pain, in treatment, sick, in hospice care, and all others according to their need. We especially pray today for the members of this community, especially Lou Berg, Terry Chapp, Linnea Embleton, Bob and Caroline Evans, Mary Ellen and her baby, Arlene Fors, Alona Johnson, Keith Jurasevich, Joy Lathrop, Ellen Rasmussen, Karen Scott, Gretchen Seamus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Faithful God, who stirs up the hearts of those who love you, we give you thanks for those who, like Mary, were courageous in their witness, who have now passed on into glory. Give us such courage until that day when you fulfill all things and all are united, and comfort all of us who grieve. Remember today especially the family of Russell Callanan, who passed away last week. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of new life, who comes among us in the places we least expect, receive these prayers and those of our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. May the peace of Christ be with you always. God of our waiting and watching, we offer the gifts of our hearts and our lives to the service of all your people. Prepare the way before us as we meet you in this simple meal. Through Christ Jesus, our pathway and our peace. Amen.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, Almighty and ever-living God. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes again to judge the world in righteousness. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth. In mercy for our fallen world, you gave your only Son, that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await Christ's coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray together the prayer Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God, and they are given freely to us, the people of God. Just a reminder that we will be receiving the communion elements at the altar railing today. As you come forward, you can take a place, receive the bread, and then the cup, and drink from the cup. If you have trouble navigating stairs, we will come to you. Just please come forward and sit in the front pew. Come, for all is now ready.
Thank you.
And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Most High God, you have come among us at this meal. By the Spirit's power, form us to be bearers of your word, sharing gifts of mercy and grace with all. Through Jesus Christ, our host and our guest. Amen. Before you receive the benediction, I'd like to make a few announcements. On Tuesday evening, we will be having a Blue Christmas, a service especially geared to those for whom the holidays may be very difficult. We encourage you, if that applies to you, or if you want to be part of a meditative, reflective service, to come on Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Christmas Eve services are listed in the bulletin at 4:30 and at 9:30 in the evening. And then no service on Christmas Day, but we will celebrate the second day of Christmas with services at 10 a.m., one service on December 26th, a week from today. And finally, there's an announcement for those who may be interested in membership at Central Lutheran Church, or at least finding out more about what that means to be part of this faith community. We invite you to attend an inquiry class. This is also, and I would encourage, I'm not going to say old members, I'm going to say long-time members, to come and also explore what is God calling us to do in our mission that we share here at Christ Church Central Lutheran. And so please let me or Vicar Ben know if you're interested in that class. The dates are listed. With those announcements, I invite you to stand now to receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Go in peace. Christ is near. Thanks be to God.